No, no, that is the zodiac.
The other, yeah, it's here.
This is it. Is it clear? No, no, no. It's, yeah, it's clear. Yeah. Can you see this? Here we are defining another zodiac in which the signs are fixed. They are not moving. Here the signs are based upon the stars in the sky. And they are not based upon just this Milky Way. Here we are assuming that there is a point of fixity which is even beyond the solar system. And that has been found now by modern science. It is called the center of the ecliptic, which is called the Vishnu Nabhi. Thousands of years back, Aryabhatta talked about it. And one great Western astrologer, I don't know whether you know of him, most of you know of him. What's his name? Alan, no, not Alan Leo. Pardon? Count?
Alan Leo.
No, there was one more. The one who did all the studies. Ah, yeah, that's right. No, not Sephiriel. There's this Count, what was
Count
Chiro. He said that thousands of years back, Indians had this clear knowledge where they had mentioned this cyclic time to be 25,800 years. That means this entire solar system, the sun, moon and all these planets put together, the whole Milky Way is itself rotating around something. As if, you know, we take this, some of these Hindus, I don't know whether you've seen this, they take a fire, flame and take it around like that god. Have you seen that? They do this in temples. Aarti, they call it Aarti. The same concept is the concept of this is the basic paradigm of Vedic astrology. The deity, Bhagwan, is at the center, and the lamp symbolizing the sun, and the entire Milky Way with it is circumambulating. This is what is happening in reality. And it is taking 25,800 years to go around. So this correction, if I apply to the tropical zodiac, I get what is called the sidereal zodiac. This correction, the ecliptic correction, and this is called Ayanamsha. All of you had heard of Ayanamsha till now. So now you know what is Ayanamsha. So, by doing this Ayanamsha correction or the ecliptic correction, I get a zodiac which is fixed for all practical purposes. That is, the entire rotation of the Milky Way around Vishnu Nabhi has been taken care of. The correction has been applied. My world is not just the tiny solar system like that. My world is beyond the solar system and the entire sky and the stars. I hope you understand the fundamental difference between the two systems.
The observable universe, basically.
The whole universe. Yep, the whole universe. I hope you understand. It's very clear now. And we cannot criticize any system because one is used for one purpose, one is used for some other purpose. Okay, now here. In this, the first observable phenomena was that of the day and the night. Everything in this world, our seers observed, were in pairs. Man and woman, day and night, everything was in pairs. And whenever any one thing was alone, there was no harmony, there was no order. It was not natural. Imagine having 24 hours day, having sunlight for 24 hours, we'd be dead. Yeah. We need rest, we need to sleep, we need to have our lives. Right? So, they decided that, okay, we divide the science into day and night halves. On what basis would you divide the science into day and night halves? Pardon? But the horizons were already defined in a different way. That was for the hottest and the coldest day. Any inputs on this division? No, Dakshina. What is Ayana? Ayana Chalana means the entry of the sun into signs for the beginning of summer or the beginning of winter. That is the zodiac. Here you see this Ayana Chalana? Dakshinayana is Makara. It's called Makara Sankranti. Okay, but Makara Sankranti here I'm talking about is the tropical Sankranti, which is different from the sidereal Sankranti, which is used for a more spiritual purpose. We'll come to this also. So Ayana Chalana means entry of the sun into Capricorn or the entry of the sun into Cancer. Not Leo. Out here you see. Out here it is Leo. The line is in Leo. Are you seeing the difference over there? Here the line starts from Leo. Cancer is on that side of the line. Here the line starts from Cancer. See that? Am I being clear? Now, I want to know what is the basis for this. This is very fundamental to Vedic astrology. So, that means I have now two methods to divide the zodiac into two halves. Two horas. Half is called a hora. A half is called a hora. I divide the zodiac into two halves, two horas.
Sunrise and sunset.
Okay, sunrise and sunset, but how do I show that over here? Which is the point of creation of the zodiac? Anybody's heard on this? Anybody's got any philosophies on this? Cancer, pardon?
The three
nabis. Yes, three nabis are extremely important. You are very right, Satsriji. This is connected. Yes, it is connected. You got it right. Anybody else? Magha? Magha is the royal star. He ruled. Magha ruled. But somebody created. Brahma created. Brahma is the lord of which nakshatra? Anybody has done any work on this? Brahma, Prajapati is the lord of which nakshatra? We all know that Prajapati is the creator. We have done that in our paradigm. And one nakshatra was given the rulership of Prajapati or Brahma?
Rohini.
Rohini. Of course, Rohini. Come on. And Rohini is here in Taurus. And the 10th from Taurus to the 4th from here were the line. Do I get that? Prajapati, Brahma, he who creates all human beings, all animate beings, all life with a purpose. He sits here. So, here to here should be three signs. One, see, 30 degrees, 60 degrees, 90 degrees, 30, 60, 90. Of course, if I take a specific degree over here, this will come somewhere inside. So, I take 0 degrees over here to define this. Am I being understood? I just said the same thing right now. If I take 15 degrees over here, this line will shift somewhere out here.
Yeah.
So I start from the beginning of a sign to synchronize it. I'm just starting from there. Rohini is the point. But I'm taking it from here to synchronize this. We make approximations as I keep telling you.
Just a line
up with. I'm just taking the line before it to synchronize it with the signs. The sign containing Rohini is being taken as the first house. That's all. Yeah. Anybody?
What's the significance of taking the creative as the center point of the moon side?
On the what side?
Moon side of the dark half.
Once we know why this is sun half, we'll know why that is moon half. Okay? Okay. One point. First things first. The creator is sitting out here. Let us say 15 degrees out here. So the first house is 15, like that, you know. Because anyway, this is here. You asked why this is dark and why this is sun. Anybody? Narasimha, you should know.
The moon starts off the dark side, the sun starts off the...
Why?
The sun.
Pardon, go on.
The southern course and the northern course of the sun.
Yeah, but that would depend upon the ayana chalana. That is based upon the ayanas. See, I told you the division of the zodiac. That is very easy. What you are talking about, what all of you are talking about is the tropical zodiac. Not this. This is very important for day and night. Because on this, see, based on this only, you can say which are the day signs and the night signs. No, we have already taken Rohini, it's over. Okay. We have taken Rohini, it's over, and we have defined these two halves. Okay. Now, now, why would I give this to the sun and why would I give this to the moon? Because this is closest to this. This half is ruled by the moon.